Ksuvus Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksuvus Pavli, Daf Samech, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Lamed Vav Medalas, have the Mishnah. Eir Malachos She'isha Oise Lebala, Teichenes, Vo'ife, Umechabeses, Umevasheles, Umeinikes Bena, Umetzas Amita, Vo'ife, Betzeme. A woman must grind, bake, launder, cook, nurse her son, spread her husband's bedsheet, and spin wool. Hechnisa Le'shifcha Achas Le'Teichenes Le'Oife Le'Mechabeses. If she brought in a slave to her husband, then she's exempt from grinding, baking, and laundering. Shtayim in Mevasheles Le'Menike Esbena. If she brought in two slaves, she's exempted also from cooking and nursing. Shalosh in Matzas Zamita. If she brought in three slaves, she's exempted also from making his bed and spinning wool. Arba Yosheves Beketedra. If she brought in four slaves, she sits in a comfortable chair and need not work at all. Reb Lezer Ime Afile Hechnisa Le'Meya Shvachos. Reb Lezer says that if she brings even in 100 slaves, he forces her to spin wool because idleness leads to immorality. Reb Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Af Amadus Ishtoim Laaseis Malacha, Yoytz V'Yitin Ksuba, Shabbatala Mavir L'Dei Shemam. Reb Shimon Gamliel says, even if through a vow a person forbade his wife to work, he must divorce her and pay a ksuba because idleness leads to insanity. The Gemara says, Tani, Shiva, Gufei Malachis, Manu, Vashalo, Tsurcho, Chachomim, Limnoisim. The Baisa says that Chachom listed seven labors that a wife must do for her husband. The rest Chachom did not need to list them. They are light tasks that a wife does to serve her husband. Menikes Bana, Misha said she nurses her son. Amrib Chagai, Le Oma Ella, Bana, Ha, Tuumim Loi. Chagai said this is only her son in the singular, but if she had twins, no, she need not nurse both of them are only one of them. Velama Amar Bena, so why does it say her son and not his son? Flotenik ben Chaverta, she need not nurse another son, meaning her husband's son, from another woman. Kadein detani ena isha kofes es ishtoi shetanik, you say ben Chaverta, velea isha kofes es bala shetanik, you say benoi shel chaveri. This is like it was taught that a man cannot force his wife to nurse his son from another woman, and a woman cannot force her husband to permit that she nurse another man's son. Nadra shleilahanik es bena beshamayimim shemtin es adad mitech piv veisilayimim koifin oisa. If she vowed not to nurse her son, beshamay say we remove the nipple from his mouth. Beisilah says that we force her. She is meshubad, so her vow did not take effect. If garsha in koifin oisa, if she was divorced, we do not force her. Medra amurim bezman sheina makira avlim haya makira koifin oisa venosnila schara. When is this? It's when the baby did not recognize her, but if he recognizes her and does not want to nurse from another woman, we force her and he gives her wages to her to nurse her son. Kama yehiloi v'yehi makira. How old must the baby be to recognize her? Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav, Shlosha Chadoshim, Rav Yirmiyah, quoting off, said it's 3 months. V'hav Rav Yehiloi mistakabe. Rav Yehiloi was staring at him, surprised. Amalei ma'at Mistakel be name lacham min hahi the shmur the amah shmur shloisha yomim shmur kedatei shmur amah hakim ana lechaisa the aldeni. But Yirmiyah said, why do you stare at me? What he said is due to Shmuel's teaching. The Shmuel said 3 days. Shmuel taught according to his own personal mindset. Shmuel said, I recognize the midwife who delivered me. Normally babies don't recognize their mother before 3 months. Rishu ben Levi amah hakim ana legazura the gazuni. Rishu ben Levi said, I recognize the male who circumcised me. Rav Yochan Amar, Chakim Ana le Nishea de Savsin im Ima. Rav Yochan says, I recognize the women who were with my mother when she gave birth to me. Tani, Yonek Atinek Bahilech ad Esim Barba Chadoshim, Mikan Veilech, Yonek Sheked, Divi Rav Eliezer. Rav Eliezer said in a bite that a child may nurse her for 24 months. After this, it's like nursing from something disgusting. Rav Yishur Ime, Yonek Bahilech Afilu Arba Vachamish Shonim, Pirish Eimach Zirinoise. Rav Yeshua says that he may continue nursing even for 4 or 5 years. If he ceased, we don't return him. Adeichan, how long is considered ceasing? Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, Rav Yirmiyah b'shem Rav me'es leis. Rav Yaakov Bar Acha, quoting Rav Yirmiyah Bar Rav, said it's 24 hours. Rav Chizkiah, Rav Yabo b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Shloisha yomim me'es leis. And Rav Chizkiah, quoting Rav Yabo, quoting Rav Yeshua ben Levi, said a different answer, it's 3 days. Me'es leis means exactly 72 hours. Tani me'es leis. There was support for Rav. The Baisa says it's 24 hours. Ruchivki Rabba b'medra amurim b'zman shepirish mitech burov. Avayim pirish mitech choliov machzirin oisem yad. And Chizkiyahu Rabbah clarified that when is this? It's when he separated while healthy, but if he separated amidst illness, we return him immediately. B'sheina she'sakona avlim haya she'sakona avil la'achar kama yomim machzir noisei. Also, when he separated while healthy, we don't return him if there is no danger, but if there's a danger, even after ceasing for several days, we return him.